From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Present and future ag generations were honored for outstanding outreach efforts and creativity during the annual Farm City Awards luncheon and program last week in Birmingham. AlphaFarmers.org reports over 400 attendees gathered as students, families, and county committees were recognized for hard work and dedication to agriculture. Committee Chair Jeff Helms said Farm City is among the most impactful programs the Alabama Farmers Federation supports, with the potential to touch all segments of society. Ford's Canadian division says Canada will no longer have access to AM radio in upcoming vehicles. RadioInc.com says it's the first confirmation that removing AM radio won't be isolated to the U.S. A Ford Canada spokesperson says to listen to AM radio, all drivers need to do is to link their phones to their vehicle's entertainment system and stream the stations. But many of Canada's 180 AM stations broadcast in remote areas with less than ideal data coverage, making streaming difficult or impossible. The National Ag Statistics Service recently estimated the total U.S. 2023-24 wheat planted area will be 49.9 million acres, up 9% and the highest since 2016-17. The total winter wheat area is projected up 13% as high prices and strong profitability provide major incentives. Hard red winter wheat is projected up 13% to 26 million acres.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.